Hey everyone, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, your brain can be a wild ride sometimes. It's constantly buzzing with thoughts, worries, and what-ifs. But guess what? We're here to break free from that mental chaos and cultivate a sense of calm and clarity. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Self-care for your mental health. Because let's be real, taking care of our minds is just as crucial as taking care of our bodies, right? Think about it. Have you ever pushed yourself so hard that you felt completely drained and overwhelmed? Or maybe you've skipped meals, ignored sleep schedules, and run on fumes because there's just no time for anything else. We all do it. But when we neglect our mental well-being, the consequences can be pretty rough. Anxiety, stress, burnout, even physical health issues can pop up. And nobody wants that, right? Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about consciously choosing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are fantastic. Self-care is a holistic approach to well-being, encompassing everything from setting healthy boundaries to prioritizing sleep, engaging in activities you love, and connecting with people who uplift you. Think about it like this. Imagine your mind as a garden. If you neglect it, weeds will grow wild, and the beautiful flowers won't have a chance to bloom. But if you tend to it with care, watering it with positive thoughts, weeding out negativity, and giving it plenty of sunshine and nutrients, your garden will flourish. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a thriving mental garden. 1. Prioritize your sleep. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Lack of sleep can wreak havoc on your mood, focus, and overall well-being. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. It's not just about quantity, it's also about quality. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, dim the lights, put away the screens, read a book, take a warm bath, anything that helps you wind down. Think of it as giving your mind a chance to recharge and reset. 2. Fuel your body with nourishing foods. We are what we eat, right? Processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine can actually fuel anxiety and stress. Focus on whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. They provide the nutrients your brain needs to function optimally. 3. Move your body. Exercise is a powerful mood booster. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help combat stress and anxiety. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, walking, swimming, or hitting the gym. Even 10 minutes of movement can make a difference. 4. Embrace mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like taking a mental break from the constant chatter in your head. Try practicing meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? These practices can help calm your mind and reduce stress. 5. Set healthy boundaries. Saying no is a superpower. Overcommitting yourself can lead to burnout and overwhelm. Learn to set clear boundaries with work, social commitments, and even your own thoughts. Protect your time and energy by prioritizing what truly matters. Let me tell you a quick story that highlights the power of self-care. Remember that friend who always seems stressed out and overwhelmed? The one who constantly says yes to everything, never takes breaks, and pushes themselves to the limit. Well, I used to be that person. One day, I hit a breaking point. I was exhausted, anxious, and couldn't focus on anything. That's when I realized I needed a serious shift in my approach to life. I started prioritizing sleep, eating healthier foods, incorporating exercise into my routine, and saying no more often. I even started practicing meditation. And you know what? The results were amazing. My stress levels decreased, my energy soared, and I felt like I could actually enjoy life again. It wasn't about becoming perfect, it was about making small changes that had a big impact on my overall well-being. So remember, folks, taking care of your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. It's an investment in yourself, your happiness, and your future. Start by incorporating some of these tips into your daily routine. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of self-care. Until next time, keep those thoughts positive, keep that mind healthy, and remember you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.